If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Are you a preacher or someone who desires to preach the Word of God? Join us for the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Preaching Workshop 2015. This workshop is designed to equip preachers to deliver the Word of God with substance, effectiveness, and relatability. This two-day workshop will be held Friday, July 17th, and Saturday, July 18th. Registration has begun, so be sure to sign up soon. Call 215-885-2585 to register. That's 215-885-2585. Or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this, or in this knowledge, we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. So Paul says, we are aware of the fact that there's a place greater than here. And every now and then there's a groaning. There's something that your spirit life emits. Maybe it's a dissatisfaction with what you're experiencing, but something groans. Now, this is important because he now says, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. So if we're desiring to be in that earthly home, it keeps us from being naked or without those things that are spiritual. Since we want to be in that earthly home, then we make sure we clothe ourselves with the articles from that kingdom. Now, I'm not preaching this, but the word is just good. For we that are in this tabernacle, the one you see, we do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon. We're not burdened by those things from this realm. We're not burdened by the things that we should get off of us or be unclothed with. This life doesn't burden us. The burden comes because we want to be in that new home. Let me take a newlywed couple. They're living in a one-bedroom apartment. They're struggling. And one day they just decide to go house hunting. And they go out to Radnor, Villanova, you know, East Norriton. And they look at the houses in those areas. Something kicks in. They look at those houses and all of a sudden it becomes possible. Not probable, but possible. They start thinking, I want that house. They start investigating, how do I get that house? Then they start planning. Well, you know, if we cut out this, if we don't go to the movies, if you don't get your hair done, if you don't get your nails done, if you don't buy a DVD player every week, if there are things that they start thinking about to reach what they're groaning for. Now, because they've seen those houses in suburbs, when they go back to their inner city dwelling, they're uncomfortable. They start finding fault with that place. This window sticks. This floor squeaks. I don't like this neighborhood. 2 days ago, you were okay with this neighborhood. But now that you've seen something else, your standard has been raised. And so you start longing for something greater. For we that are in this tabernacle groan, being burdened, not for that which would be unclothed, but clothed upon. So we're not burdening ourselves for stuff that we're going to take off, not for that which should be unclothed. So the Christian's mindset, appetite, desires, hunger, etc., all changes because they've now been exposed to houses that they've never seen before. I told you, when I lived in North Philly, I didn't know there was anything north of Lehigh Avenue. And when I met Sister Lambert and she told me she lived in West Philly, I didn't know where that was because I had been confined to one area. So before you meet God, all you know is the devil. All you know is sickness, disease, poverty. As someone said, I was poor and didn't know it. Now that you're saved, you knew it and don't want to go back to it. So what Paul is saying is, now that you've been exposed to something greater, this earthly house that is your physical tabernacle is no longer as important to you. You start reaching for something greater. He that put this burden in us, he that put these desires in us, is God. Now, obviously, Paul is going to deal with the fact that these bodies die, but that's okay. He's saying this mortal, this limited flesh, this limited house must give way to immortality. So your hunger should be for the thing that's greater. Now, he that has wrought for us the selfsame thing is God. He that puts these desires in us, he that creates these hungers for us is God, who also has given us the down payment. Earnest is down payment. Now, the newer generation doesn't understand down payment. Y'all just understand buy it on credit. But those of you that are older than me, you understand laying away. Laying away, first you give a earnest money. You give, here's $50 down, and I give you $5 a week till I can take the thing home. Now, you might say, I don't like that, but there was no credit problem because you didn't buy something that you couldn't afford. Lord, have mercy. So what God does is when he saves you, before he comes to get you, he gives you earnest, a down payment to make you ready for when he comes and gets you, because none of us are going to heaven until we're ready. And then he raises up people to aggravate you and clean you up and get the junk out of you, because angels can't sanctify you, but other idiots can. Therefore, we are confident, knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. Then verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And between those two concepts is verse 7 in brackets. It almost appears that Paul throws in a thought that he's having while he's exegeting this concept. He says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So what is he saying? That while we struggle with these earthly tabernacles, we long to be in a heavenly home. So what's going to get us there is faith. So we're walking by faith. That means that what happens to these natural bodies are not as critical as to what's going to happen in our spiritual evolution. So stop your whining about being hurt and your crying about what's happening to these bodies. These are temporary houses because you're going somewhere else. If you know that you're moving, when we start building, if Jesus tarries, when we start building our new place, we are not going to continue to put money into this place. Amen. Or we'll make sure it don't fall down around you, but we won't buy a new nothing because we're going somewhere else. So when you feel your feelings are hurt in your natural body and somebody has offended you, get over it, because you're going somewhere else. And these light afflictions are not worthy to be compared to the mansion that you're going to have when you get to heaven. Get over it. I'm trying to calm down. I ain't fooling with people. I feel pretty good. And I'm reaching Catholics. Hey, you think that's something? I got a letter from somebody in England. And they said, I just want to thank God for your broadcast. My brother, who's an atheist, watched your broadcast. And after watching the broadcast, he gave his heart to the Lord. And he was an atheist. Jesus is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Jesus. Jesus took an atheist and in 30 minutes made him a believer. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Oh boy, that just blessed my heart. Jesus Christ is King. He turned an atheist's heart around just because he was lifted here in Cheltenham. He reached across the Atlantic and touched somebody in London, England. God help me. Woo! I said, Lord have mercy. We got letters from Norway. We were on Gospel TV Europe. And I'm telling you, when you lift up Jesus, boy, that just makes your heart feel good. Now go to Hebrews 11. I'm ready to walk on the water now. So get a bucket and pour it out down here. I said I was going to walk on the water. I didn't say I was going to walk on no sea. Just put it right on down here. Ow! Hebrews 11:6. Watch this, because Paul says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Do you understand? You walk by faith. Do you realize how dynamic that is? You walk by faith. Now, I need to specify some things. When the writer to the Hebrews says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. This Greek word for impossible means impotent, unable to function. In other words, you can't function without faith. That's what it says here. It means you can't do anything to please God if you don't have faith. Now, our problem is that the principle of faith has been perverted into making you think that you should go out and accumulate a bunch of stuff that you can't pay for and say, I believe God. But the Bible supports the theory that there are levels of faith. There's no faith. There's weak faith. There's small faith. Then there's great faith.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 05315A.
Parents, summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in the Bethel Deliverance International Church Summer Program, Camp Bethel. Camp Bethel features swimming, karate, barbecues, daily meals and snacks, and trips to places including Hershey Park, Camel Beach, and Ellis Island. Enrollment has begun, so don't delay. Call 215-885-2585 for more information, or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.